Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man. Fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
I can tell you're mad at me just by how your face look.
What's up everybody? Welcome to the Film Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So we're going to have to talk about this one. So our viral video of the week. Shout out to the podcast, Kicking It with K. It's K-I-C-K-I-N, it, W-I-T, Key. I said K, it's Kicking It with Key. Where a group of women on their podcast is talking about, I guess someone written in that a man had gave a woman $30 for lunch. And listen to how the way this play out.
I'm going to put us over to our last topic, guys. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So this is something that I went viral for a few months ago, and now it's back circulating. A young lady was talking to a gentleman, and he asked her, what was she having for lunch? He was going to send her over some money. And when she checked her Cash app, it was $30. Now the internet is in an uproar because, you know, you got this side.
The girl over there laughed at the $30. I think $30 is fine for lunch. You said lunch, right? So here's $30 for lunch. I'm confused.
If this your girlfriend or just some girl you like?
I'm assuming that it's not I don't think this is a girlfriend. I'm thinking this is just somebody that they probably have a little casual thing or whatever.
$30 is enough, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't even have sent that, but whatever.
Right. I don't think this is a girlfriend. You know, monogamous relationship girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Saying you should be appreciative for whatever the man give. And then you have the other side saying, if you know I'm going out to eat.
Oh, she got a lot to say there. How the way she keep moving and shaking her head and stuff.
I want an appetizer and an entree and dessert or whatever. Send at least $100.
Right.
How do you guys feel?
$100 for lunch.
Who's doing an appetizer and all this other shit? And you want a lunch break. You only get a half an hour or 45 minutes or something.
And dessert, right. Yeah. That's like way too much. And if you doing all this eating, are you going to work out later or what?
Hell no.
So she going to eat this big plate of stuff for lunch. Then a couple hours later, you'll be back home eating again.
Yep. Calling somebody else to order some food for her or something.
Should women be grateful for whatever a man sends to her Cash app?
Absolutely not.
I'm going to say yes.
Whatever he gives,
it's the thing.
Be grateful
that women,
okay, let's just say it's 30. We're going to say 30. We're going to give the 30.
What's the 30 for?
You're going out to dinner.
Okay, go ahead.
With your girl.
Wait, is it lunch or dinner? Because
dinner
because 30 is not enough to even cover the valet. Hello, we live in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
That's your problem, not the... That's your problem that the $30 won't cover the valet. Not the man. Hey.
I wouldn't even have sent her that. So, hey, she's going to be paying her whole meal.
What'd you say?
It's one thing if you out with the girl and you paying. Mm-hmm. But if she's saying going to lunch and you want to treat her to lunch and you send her $30 and she don't even appreciate that, it's like, damn.
Right. See, that's why I don't sound...
Why you even wasting your time with that girl?
That's why I don't sound like this is like a monogamous relationship type thing. That's why I sound like it's just somebody probably having a little casual thing together.
Keep it on talking.
Let's
I want
do
to make
lunch,
it spicy.
Okay, okay, okay.
All right. Oh.
Because, hell, if this is my girlfriend and we in a monogamous relationship and she asked me money for lunch, I'm like, well, damn, you went to the supermarket last week. You should have got some lunch meat or some shit.
Right, so we're going to take some of the spice away. We're going to pour some water. We're going to water it down use the actual scenario.
Okay.
Okay, so it was lunch, mm-hmm. $30. Are you going to be grateful? Or should women be grateful for that?
Okay, I'm grateful that I woke up this morning and I'm grateful for unexpected miracles and blessings, right?
Yes.
But $30 to, like, so he knows I'm going to lunch.
He knows you're going
to lunch. He knows my vibe. He knows how I like to move, and he only sent $30.
So your vibe is shouldn't your vibe already know have money to
yeah, I don't know where they find these delusional women after these shows. Cause they make it seem like these is not realistic. Like, do all these women out here that single think like this?
I just feel like maybe he doesn't know a woman of your caliber or right. a woman of your, like, how you like to move. So $30 yeah. to him was like that.
So if you, the your way caliber. You, right, your caliber and the way you move, you sure already should have money. So you shouldn't be asking nobody for no damn money for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw this out here and see if she's okay. Right. With that, yeah, right? Let me see. Okay. So you got to be grateful in the sense of thank you, baby. Like, don't make it confrontational. Oh, you should have gave me. And you're not doing that. Yeah. But it's very much so. Thank you, baby. I appreciate you. You know,
thank
I love
you.
I'm
very appreciative.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Right.
No, no, thank you, but you are not a faithful
boy. And I'm not even going to say, right then and there, like, oh, it's a problem. But now I have to move in a way where he knows what I like and what I expect and what I do for myself. Correct. And if he sees that I'm moving this way, he's thinking, damn, I see her. No, I see her nails $30. Be this, her perfume be this just to go out. Her hair, her.
Well, this woman here speaking now, she is married. Well, she got a ring on her finger, on her left hand. So I want to know, if you ask her husband how he feel about this, I guarantee you this would be totally different.
She probably ain't got no man. She's just wearing a ring on her finger.
When she go out, she likes a Lafette Rosé. She likes a something that's
our. And Key, our girl Key, she got a damn ring on every finger. She
can... gonna call amen. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
You know you gotta show you a man how to treat you. Definitely,
you gotta show a man how to treat you. So don't make it confrontational. If it's $30, just.
What does this $30 have to do with treating, how he treats her or not?
Are we talking about like a Saturday she want to go out for lunch with her girlfriend, or are we talking about during the work week she on her lunch break?
I see. I just assumed it was like work week.
That's what I was thinking, because most people got to go to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
And shit, if you and a coworker go out to lunch, y'all not spending $60 on lunch.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I told you, that place downtown after COVID, their prices all went up. And I got a cheesesteak, some cheese fries, and a soda. And it was about $30-something. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even know it was costing that much until he rung it up. And I was like, well, what the hell? I won't be back here no more. I got damn 45 minutes to get lunch. You think I want to be spending over $30? Like you said, and then I'm going to come home and still got to eat dinner.
Right.
Thank you.
Because men love to, she's so ungrateful. But what I will say is that people in general have this thing of humbling women. They have a thing of, oh, you should be grateful for whatever he can do. Thank you shouldn't. Absolutely not.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying, like you said, be grateful that God woke you up this morning. Be grateful that God provided.
All our young women out there, please don't listen to anything that these women say. Now, like I say, I think the dark-skinned woman have a ring on her left finger. You said she ain't married. She just got a ring on that finger. Well, she do have it on her left hand, so I don't know. But all these other women, do not listen to anything they say. And this pompous attitude that these women got going on, I don't understand. With the guy gave you money, and all of a sudden he treating you wrong. I don't get it. He ain't tell you no.
Exactly. She's talking about at least $100 because she spent that on herself. Well, shit, he gave you $30, so now you only got to spend $70 on yourself.
Right.
And she know damn well she ain't spending $100 a day on no lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I did an extra little $30 for you to, you know, that's cool, but I'm not going to bend over backward for a man that is just sending whatever he can, or, you know, if he's not going to be my boyfriend, number one, but if I'm talking to him.
Well, she don't have a ring on her finger.
Next time I'm out and he says, oh, you need something for lunch, I'm going to tell him, it's okay, somebody already sent me $100. So he know.
See, that's what I mean. Like, that little statement there is showing that this ain't no monogamous relationship. Right. This somebody they just casually have a thing with. And like you said,
go ahead.
I was going to say, like you said, if this is a casual thing and she going to ask me money for lunch, I probably wouldn't give it to her.
Exactly. And she's talking about, if you say, hey, you want $30 for, no, somebody already sent it to me. Okay. And that'd be the last conversation I had with her.
Right.
that
you're going for the restaurant.
Yeah, you got to. Because it's better, like you said, instead of throwing a fit and, oh my God, right, and going on the internet, this nigga did this, that, and the third. It's better to just show him what real men are doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And let me just.
So a real man. So that makes a real man because he gave her $100. She asked for lunch and he gave her $100. That makes him a real man.
They like to see that. They like to see what a real man does all the time.
Go ahead.
It just seemed like these single women today is all about getting as much as they can get from a dude. You know what I mean? Instead of just regularly getting to know somebody, they don't want to do that no more. They just want to see how much he can spend on them. See how much they can get out of his pockets. And if he spend the right amount, then he can possibly be their boyfriend. I think all these girls on this show is full of shit.
Even Key?
All of them.
If we're being completely honest, right here, right now, we've all eaten lunch for $30.
Yes,
let's start
100%.
Wait, cute little cafe spot, baby.
I'm gonna snap us and get something popping, but
we you know. So we're not saying that we're ungrateful.
Right.
Food is food on the table. However, you know what the standard is.
Correct.
Me in that situation, handling it with grace, thank you so much, baby. I'm so appreciative. I'm going to still take a picture of that bill and I'm going to send it to him. Thank you for the 30. That was the tip.
Okay, what's that? Oh, my goodness, man. Like I said, young ladies, don't listen to anything that these women say, but go ahead.
She just said we all spent $30 on lunch, and the other girl said $7.99. So what'd she say, $17.99?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all spend all that stuff on yourself, but if a dude treating you, now all of a sudden they got to be over $100 for lunch?
Right.
It don't make sense to me.
Right. And I would love to know what this $100 lunch looked like.
She just said it. She said she want an appetizer, the meal, and she want dessert. Who doing all that for lunch?
Right. Okay, now suppose like how you said it may be like a girlfriend thing, like on a weekend or something.
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat all that stuff for lunch?
You must not be going out to dinner then.
Right. Right.
What's up?
And then you paid it by yourself. All you handled was the tip. That's what you need to know.
I'm gonna wait for that Apple Pay, baby. I'm gonna wait for the ride.
You're not head up. You waiting on the Apple Pay.
Now, Pink also have a ring on her left hand. Now, like I say, I want to know if you ask her husband how he feel about that too.
King through.
No, that's a huge topic to where everybody want to keep women humble. Why would you come to a woman, not saying this is me or anybody, but a woman making $100,000, she go out to lunch and she spend $150 on herself. Why would you go to her and say, oh, well, a man, he took her to Applebee's. He can't afford where she wants to go. So she should just be grateful for that.
What the fuck did this have to do? $150 for lunch?
If the girl's making $150,000 a year, she ain't worried about no $30 or no $100. She can buy her own lunch.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so this is my thing. I personally don't make $100,000.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, you know.
It's coming.
Exactly.
I'm at 99, but 99 and a half won't do.
Going in frequently.
99 and a half won't do.
Please.
Where did all this $100,000 a year come from? Who's making that type of money? The regular person is not making that type of money.
I don't know.
So all these girls are hookers messing with ballers and executives? Like, cut it out.
Well, I always felt as though women don't really have a concept of money. Well, you see that when what's our boy that passed away? That used to have to call him. Yeah, Kevin Samuels. How they wanted the man to make this exorbitant amount of money until he break it down like only a certain percentage make that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they have not all women. I'm not talking about all women, but I believe that some women don't have a concept of dollars. So all these four ladies, LaKey says she don't make it. So the three other women, they all make over $100,000 a year. And here we got one girl. She got her skirt must be so super short that I guess that's a sports bra. So I see her sports bra. If she didn't have her sports bra on, you would see her side breasts. You got this other girl. I don't know what the pink sweater. She makes over $100,000 a year. I don't believe that at all. Maybe, well, like I say, she do have a wedding ring on. Maybe her combined, her and her husband combined make $100,000, but I don't think she do.
Okay, yes. On that 99. Mm-hmm. Even I don't make that, then don't send me that. Mm-hmm. Now,
right?
I'm going to accept it. I'm going to accept the 30. 30 is probably kind of like my threshold.
Yeah.
Because if you send me...
Oh, that's her line right there. Anything less than that? No, no.
If my meal is $17.99 and you send me $17.99, I'm going to send that back. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not...
So, whoa. So, he just paid for the lunch. The lunch was $17.99. He gave you $17.99 and you going to send that back? That don't make any sense.
Because she needs some pocket change.
Okay. Well, the money that you was going to pay for that lunch, that's your pocket change.
Delusion.
I'm just not going to be grateful and thankful for anything. Like, you're going to, don't
I'm going to heart the message.
Yeah.
I'm going to heart
don't,
it. That's it.
Do not play with me. Do not, I'm sending that $17 back. Now, 30, I could take that for, because if you go to Starbucks, it's
$24. Yeah.
It's even true. Breakfast is damn near $30.
Yeah. Starbucks have lunch?
They make sandwiches. It ain't no $30 like she talking.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I go to the storehouse and spend it on pickle eggs and hot sausages. You know, hot sausages are
right, still. We're not saying we can't eat with the 30, but
so I will accept it. But I
and speaking of the girl right there in the brown, she got some missiles on her too, boy. Them things is probably like F cups.
I need you.
She got a pretty face too, but that attitude, man, just like throws you off.
You to know.
That brown skin got a pretty face also.
That there's a type of way you need to step with me. Right. And like you were saying, you will see that in the type of woman that I am. You will see that in the type of way that I carry myself. Yeah. I withhold myself. Have we gone out to eat before? Do you see what I order? Do you see what I normally like to drink? Do you see what I normally eat? So you would know, okay, well, babe, I'm going to send you to, even if it's 50, like start somewhere.
I was going to say, at what number is it insulting? You know what I mean?
This is what I was going
to
say.
To that question. Right. Where you see me at, it can be a little insulting to be like, yeah, he think I'm a $20 bitch.
So,
like,
well, let me say this. So for example, my man personally knows that sometimes I need that extra kick in the morning.
She didn't say my husband. She just said my man.
So that's the big giveaway right there.
Right.
Right. So I might need like a coffee, a croissant, something, and he'll send me $30, right? Hey, baby, lunch on me or whatever. Because I know on my day-to-day when I'm working my job,
right.
While I'm also working my passion,
right.
That $30 get me moving and shaking.
Yeah. Right.
Now, there's different things. If he knows that I'm going out with the girls and I'm hanging out or by myself doing a little date for myself, $30 just not going to handle, but I'm still grateful. I'm not.
So you don't have the money to go out with your friends? That's what if you don't have the money to go out with your friends, then you shouldn't be going. The money that the husband, the money that her man sending her, that's like bonus money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I said the cabin, because the girl sitting there talking about, they make it over $100,000, so they get $30 ain't shit for them to eat lunch or whatever, because they know what they spend on themselves for lunch. They're lying. Because if it was no big deal, you take that $30 and still just eat what you want to eat. And then, like you said, use that little $30 for the tip or towards the bill, whatever.
Right.
You're getting all bent out of shape about $30. That's the ungrateful shit. I wouldn't say none of them, nothing. You going to lunch? Yeah. All right, where you going? You know what I mean? Have fun.
I'm not putting myself in a position where he's like, damn, she's definitely ungrateful.
Right.
Or she's making a scene.
You're ungrateful.
Yeah.
But don't show that you're appreciative if it's nothing to appreciate.
Handle it with grace. Absolutely. Everything with,
you never want to just be a bitch, you know, because how you handle it is going to, you could have a valid point, but how it comes off is like, are you a bitch that's just, you don't understand things? Or can you, you know, kind of have some reason?
Some class to some situation.
I think also, too, there's a certain expectation with the man that we're dealing with. If it's just, you know, someone that you probably just met, he may not know. Of course not. Okay, the little 30. Okay, thank you. Like, my friend gave me 30. I just met him yesterday or this morning. He shot me $30. That's nice. That's cute.
Yes.
If you're my man, I'm going to expect something. The expectation is different.
Depending on what's happening.
Yes, depending on what's going on. Yeah. Of course. Not. I ain't going to lie. My man sent me $10 right now. Thank you, babe. Because I love my man. I love my man. I love everything he do. And he done gave me way more than that. You know what I'm saying? So I know if he was to send the 30, we going to go out to eat later. He's going to cook dinner later. Like, this 30 is just for now. Just to eat for now.
Girl.
Oh, yes. My man cook. Oh, you're not in the close friends. I got to put you in the close friends.
My man be cooking for her.
My man throws down. Yeah, okay. My
it's not always going to be. I just think. Until, depending on whatever situation, because you might have a man who's making that and it ain't nothing to send $100 every single day to you. Yeah. Or you might be in a position where your man is built.
So what man that's making that, as she said, that got the ability to send her $100 a day?
They're lying and they're full of shit.
Right. That's $700 a week. That he going to be sending.
So we must not be going out for dinner during the week.
Right. I'm thinking like, okay, when y'all done, what I want to ask, when y'all done with these $100 lunches, what you doing at the work? Are y'all going to the gym and work that off? Or are you going to go home and stuff your face again?
Yes.
Building and he's working, but he's also wanting to take care of you, whether it be your nails, your hair, throwing you $30 for lunch, throwing you $100, getting you hotel stays to relax because you had a long week. You know what I mean?
So you had a long day of working during the week. He going to pay for your ass to stay in a hotel and get a spa treatment?
and the one girl, we said her name, Kay. She said $17 is enough for her lunch. She also said she'd be happy if her dude sent her $10 because he spent more than that. And she know who, you know, that's what she liked or whatever. You can tell these other girls want to say something, but they just keeping their mouth shut because it contradicts everything that they're saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying read the room, investing in your business. Yeah. My man just got me my first MacBook Air, baby. Aww. And my man, because I was living.
No, you right. That ain't, she's not married. She just got a ring on her finger.
The HP.
Because ain't no way in the world, no husband. She would have said my husband had got me a MacBook. She wouldn't be talking about her man.
He ain't your husband yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Life, right?
That ring keeps the other guys away.
Mm-hmm. So I'm telling you,
it's
not. I got it for myself.
Touch screen.
I got it for myself.
Though, you already know.
But I'm saying, just like be appreciative. See what he's doing and how he's moving, and you can work with that. Don't be ungrateful for
you know,
all.
And also,
don't work with.
I'm so sorry. Let me just be clear. You have to choose your man wisely. Yeah. Let's just start there. Y'all be choosing these men out the depths of hell. And when he don't send you that $200 for lunch, you want to pout. You want
to now. Comes $200.
Mm-hmm. This is what you got to deal with, Roy. Good luck.
No, not that. $200 for lunch. I'm wondering.
I'm talking about the mindset of these new age single women. That's what you got to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You put that man on blast for no reason, sweetie. You knew he was a $30 man.
Yeah, you knew that.
Yeah,
and that's the thing too. A lot of the men were saying, well, the women don't even have their own money. They don't. Okay.
Nobody.
Well,
that's what
if you're
think.
Dealing with a woman that does not have her own money, then that's a choice problem. You chose the wrong woman because just because you sent me the 30 does not mean that I did not have the 30 to eat. Baby, I was going to eat anyways. I was already on my way to brunch. I already had my outfit, my hair, my shoes. Everything was already planned. Right. The money is already put away. But you're coming to help and build. And, you know, you want to, like, take a little weight off my shoulders. So, thank you.
The $30. Go ahead.
We already know these girls got well put together, hair, makeup, nails, all this shit, gear, and got lint in the pocketbook. She need to cut it out.
But don't you think $30 will help to take the weight off?
$30 is enough to get lunch during your work week. I don't know. What are they talking about? They tripping.
Right.
Baby, I appreciate it, but that is not an assumption that I do not have the money. Also, men, if you know that you cannot give $30 or if it's hard for you to give, then you need to date within
No,
you can't.
Do not date.
But date.
There's somebody with no ring on their finger going to tell what another woman would do. Right.
How about you don't date if you can't pay for your own lunch?
With the woman that, number one, does not have that expectation, or number two, is in that that range, that will love and adore that $30, will save that $30, will frame that $30, will bathe with that $30, will masturbate with that $30. Like, be with that woman, because it is a woman out there that will appreciate it and that will love it. But do not try to put that on me.
Yeah.
If that's your philosophy, find somebody that got that same philosophy.
Yeah.
Do not try to come
like
to
I said,
me.
Humbling woman. Been,
all four of them would take $30 from somebody in a heartbeat.
So if you work with Kay and y'all go and y'all don't mess with each other, y'all go to lunch from time to time and you see that she buy the $17.99 hoagie special, then y'all start dating, all of a sudden you got to give her $100 for the same lunch,
right?
Or
if you say, well, hey, look, I know you like the hoagie or whatever, here's the $17 for it, she gonna send it back.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
It's not going to
men
happen.
Love to humble women. They love to come to a woman that they know is going on,
but not
$500 dates.
Where the hell is she getting this humbling shit from, that men like to humble women? Where'd that come from?
Her personal issues.
Okay. You ain't talking about the woman who have a scripture running down her leg for all us to see.
That's bring her men, down to $100 dates.
That is men that don't know the value of themselves, a value of a woman.
So
that,
it's not their problem. It's not her problem. It's your problem.
Man, why you got to be listening to this foolishness?
This is like so much better than the comedy skit. We always talk about our comedians, our Country Wayne's and all that stuff. This is much funnier than anything I've ever seen Country Wayne
when
do.
I see stuff like this, I think, like, these girls can't be real. They got to be doing that for a show. This shit got to be scripted.
Right. Drewski, Country Wayne. What's the other one? A Slim Bone, a Skin Bone. This is more funnier than any type of skits that they do.
They don't know themselves, and they need to do a lot of soul searching, because a man, for real, is not looking to humble no woman.
No,
they looking to gas
man.
Them up because they want to see them on that next level. Because guess 100%. What? As I'm on that level, I get to be better for you.
Yeah.
And I look better for you.
Yes.
Right? You yes. get what I'm saying? So it's the wrong type of man that want to humble a woman. And if any man is looking to humble
the
me,
narcissistic
you can
man,
get
yo.
Your motherfucking mm-hmm. ass out my goddamn face.
Okay.
Because we're not humbling nobody over here. Okay? And that's going to be it.
That's kicking it with Key. Podcast. Their YouTube, let me get
that's all right. I don't
well look, if you search Kicking It with Key, their YouTube is under like a different name.
Are these some, the regular of the crew?
It's like they like got a they got like a whole type of podcast community where it's different type mm-hmm. of podcasts on okay. there. And I forget the name of the YouTube, but if you search Kicking It with Key, you'll see. It's KICKIN with WITKEY. You'll see it.
No, I'm good.
Go ahead. Support all women out here. They just trying they just trying to They just trying to find a man that's on their level, you know. Because my lunch was $17. If my man gave me $17 for the lunch, I'm sending it back. I'm like, mm-hmm. well then, I'd be like, well then, don't ask me for no lunch. I'm
like I said, I wouldn't even send that. So there you go.
All right. Shout out to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental podcast here. We got this woman is Amanda's underscore world underscore M-A-N-D-A-S underscore world underscore again. She said her rule number one as a woman, she should never vent to her man about her man to another man. This is the same shit we've been saying for like the longest time. So shout out to her, and here's her little message.
Rule number one, never talk about your man to another man. In fact, never talk about your man to your homegirls, especially your city girl homegirls, or your parents, especially your mama. So
I disagree with the parents thing, but we'll continue.
I'm going to say this. A lot of you think that you have male friends and that these male friends are here to listen to you and you can trust them.
Bullshit.
Most of these men who you think are your male friends are sitting in position waiting for you to get vulnerable enough or stupid enough to vent, and then they're going to conquer the cooch cat.
We already said that before.
What'd
you say?
I said we said that millions of times.
Yeah.
Value is down. And then let me tell you another thing. You think venting to your city girl homegirls, I'm going to tell you there's two positions that those type of friends are going to play. Number one, she's going to wait for you to fall back because then she's going to sleep with your man. Number two, she's going to convince you to leave that relationship so you can be a city girl too because misery loves company. Now, I ain't saying nothing's wrong with the city girls. That's a movement. I support it. However, a lot of you think that you have a circle of friends that you actually do not have. A lot of you think that you have a lot of people that are extremely loyal to you that are around you, but you really do not have that. There are a lot of people that are sitting right next to you right now that you believe have some loyalty and you can trust in, but those people are secretly in competition with you and they want what you have. You really have to sit back and start evaluating the people that you have around you in your circle.
Well, that was Mandas. Mandas, M-A-N-D-A-S underscore world, W-R-L-D underscore on Instagram. We said the same shit 1,000 times. You don't tell no man what your man ain't doing or doing or ain't doing one or the other. So that's the first thing he thinking, like, oh, shit, I can get that ass.
Well, I think she's right on everything, even parents. You said you don't agree with that. I agree with that, too. You shouldn't be venting to your parents about your mate either.
Now, why is that?
Because you shouldn't. As y'all need to work that out between y'all and keep it in the house. I wouldn't True. Say nothing. You shouldn't say nothing negative outside of your house to other people and you with this person.
And
like my boy, he always talked trash about his wife, always talking trash about her. I'm leaving her, she ain't no good, this and that. But then he stayed with her. And then when y'all saying, well, shit, you know what I mean? Leave her then, this and that. And then he turned around and he have another baby with her, or he stayed with her. Then it's like, well, damn, why does he keep doing it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You might as well just work that shit out between yourselves and keep it moving.
Well, this is also how we talked about how you don't tell people your business. Pretty much what you just said, because sometimes right. people use that against you. Now, the parent thing, it's not neutral, but I'm assuming, like, if I had a daughter and my daughter would talk to me about a relationship, see, I would give her how I feel.
You're talking about talking about a relationship and venting. Venting is on a negative, some negative shit going on when you're venting.
Right.
Just talking about it and looking for advice is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. I agree with you on that. If you need advice, you can talk to your parents for advice and stuff like that. But when you're venting, you want to say negative shit about your partner, then you're supposed to keep that to yourself or have that conversation with your partner, not go to their parents or your parents or your brothers or your friends and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Because people use your words against you. And like she said, like that girl, you venting, the dude might be nice or whatever, a nice person. He might have did something wrong one time and you say something about it. That girl going to be thinking, well, like, damn, that's a nice dude. And you get mad at him and, you know, she might try to sleep with him. You just never know. So shout out to Mandas. And she must have been listening to the Judgmental Podcast because we've been saying the same thing forever. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. We going to Detroit, Michigan. Sean Hayden was killed at a party over the way he was dancing with a woman. Obviously, there's more to the story. Here's the report.
He laughed a lot and made other people laugh. He always helped people.
He was 53-year-old Sean Hayden, a grandfather with several kids. He was shot to death at his cousin's birthday party.
Now, why they got to mention the several kids? Why they just going to say a father, a grandfather? But he got to have several kids.
Tuesday night on Bishop near I-94 on Detroit's east side.
It hurts. It just hurts. You know, we got a large family. We miss them. And we just want to know, why did you do it?
The accused shooter distantly related through a marriage, and according to Sean's older brothers, Abram and Cedric, their family had never even met this guy before. Reportedly, the suspect didn't like how Sean was dancing with a woman.
Even if it is dancing with a girl, I mean, what do you...
I don't believe. I believe there's more to the story than him just
the guy,
dancing.
The guy that shot the dude, was that his girlfriend that the guy was dancing up on?
I don't know. Wouldn't that be his relative, the guy that died, relative?
Well, they said a distant relative, so distant can be some bullshit, you know what I mean? They probably not even related.
Right.
You say like, by marriage.
Yeah.
So it probably be somebody down the line that's related, you know what I mean?
you say and do for your reason for you to pull a gun out over a dance?
The suspect now in custody and awaiting charges. But the arrest wasn't easy. After the shooting, police say he fled Bishop Street. DPD tracked him to Leisure near Outer Drive on the west side, where police issued a barricaded situation that lasted hours. Turns out the suspect was actually checking himself into a hospital and caused a scene because he brought his gun.
Why go to a hospital? Why would you leave the scene of the crime?
Abram and Cedric are looking for answers and closure. They say Sean was unarmed and sitting down when he was shot. Not only that, they know Sean wasn't the type of guy to get into a fight.
He was on disability, so it wasn't too much that he can.
First of all,
he was there.
He was dancing with a woman. He was sitting in a chair. Yeah, he was sitting in a chair. Now I would say he a damn ambulant.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it was more to the story. They was arguing, going back and forth. Ain't no way in the world the dude was so upset that he was dancing with this woman, he just going to pull a gun and shoot the guy. That don't even sound right.
Yeah, like I said, he must have been dirty dancing with my man girl.
Right. And all of a sudden, the dude just going to pull out a gun and shoot him with no words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they was arguing back and forth. And probably like you said, that he a distant relative or something. So, you know, they ain't probably didn't rock with him like that anyway. So they probably all wanted to beat his ass or something.
Physically get involved in.
They hope charges will be swift and that justice will be served. Reporting in Detroit, Scott Walchek, Fox 2 News.
He's on disability and an ambulance, but he sure can get on that dance floor.
Mm-hmm. Grind up on some ass.
Right. All right, now we going to get on the plane and go on to Turks and Caicos, where Sophia Ramos, a New Jersey woman, I probably butchered her name too, a New Jersey woman fought for her life during a trip to Turks and Caicos and hopes to warn travelers about taxi drivers.
She should have went off the Biddy Trail. You know what I mean? You start doing your own thing. This is what happens.
Here's the report.
To an Eyewitness News exclusive now, and a warning for anyone with upcoming vacation plans. A woman from New Jersey says her recent trip to Turks and Caicos turned into a nightmare when she was brutally assaulted by a taxi driver. She says she fought for her life until she managed to get away and flag down help. And now she is sharing her story with Eyewitness News reporter Anthony Carlo in hopes of spreading awareness to other travelers.
These scars and bruises are not supposed to be what Suyapa Ramos took home with her from a dream vacation in Turks and Caicos.
I fought for my life. It was so scary to feel yourself so close to death.
At a time when the New Jersey mother never felt more alive, dancing by night, feet up by day. But her memories of these pristine ocean views were all washed away the last night of her trip as she tried to find a taxi from a bar back to her hotel.
I believe after about 10, they don't run. And that was something that I found out the hard way. I trusted someone who said they were a taxi.
Everyone at the bar seemed...
So, in other words, she jumped in somebody's car that she didn't even know.
Now she just contradicted herself. She said the taxi stopped running at a certain time.
Yes.
But she trusted somebody and thought they was a taxi. How, if you already knew the taxis wasn't running?
It was somebody in there at the club or whatever and said, oh, yeah. I'll take you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was, so she was drunk. Let's keep in mind, she probably was drunk. And she bought that Latin heat. What we always say about going to a home team and away team. You don't go to somebody's town and act the same way you acted when you was home. You got to humble yourself.
The problem is females in the United States got a lot of rights and a lot of privileges. When you go overseas and you get out of line, they will fuck you up because they look at females as second-class citizens in a lot of these places. So those guys will put their hands on females in a heartbeat and think nothing of it and won't get in trouble for it.
Right. She bought that Latino heat, the Turks and Caicos, and that man said, who are you talking to? Because all of a sudden, you hop in his car, and all of a sudden, he just start plumbing in your face like this? No. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it.
She knew the cab wasn't running, so she should have left the bar at a reasonable time for the cab. She should have called that cab. He'd been out front waiting for her.
Yeah.
She waited. She probably closed the bar out, and now can't get her way back to the resort. Well, stay at the resort. Most of these resorts have bars and clubs and shit you can go to.
Yeah.
You go leaving a resort by yourself and get out there strandling and ain't no cabs running, then you fucked up.
And was she by herself? Because she was taking all those pictures. Like. But what about all the pictures she was taking? She just gave somebody her camera?
Just give somebody your camera, yep.
Okay.
To know Davidson Martin, she says she didn't see any red flags until she says he viciously attacked her in his car out of nowhere.
That was the scariest thing that I ever had to encounter, to come face to face with evil.
Now, without the ability to see that evil because of loss of vision in her left eye, she can certainly still hear him.
While he was beating me, he was growling at me.
Ramos was able to break free. Her alleged attacker arrested just 2 days later. But her story, she says, can't be underestimated.
It wasn't just a woman. It was a mom, a daughter, a grandmother, a sister.
Don't get in a random people car.
That's
He's a random car that you're jumping into.
That's why I say it's more to the story, because she's like skipping a part. Right, yeah. She's just skipping a part of like, well, what did you? So as soon as you hopped in this car, he just start growling and punching you in your face.
Yeah, that's gonna sound crazy.
Right, like I say, she went down there bringing that Latino heat, thinking that she can talk to anybody any kind of way. And I'm not saying that she deserved to get hit like that, but when you in somebody's town, you don't act like that. You got to humble yourself.
Remember the sister that was a truck driver? She got out there acting all crazy and they locked her right up?
Yep.
Same shit. Like, you can't act crazy overseas. They will get your ass.
Yep.
And an American tourist.
The State Department urges increased caution when traveling to Turks and Caicos. The majority of crime, they say, happens in Providenciales. Don't walk alone at night and don't resist a robbery.
Well, most people, as Philip said, when most people go to Turks and Caicos, they stay on a resort. So what is this, all this walking around and where all this crime and all that stuff? People go on Turks and Caicos and have a good old time. Or you can go off the beaten path. But like they said that the taxi cab, you ask somebody like, well, what time the taxi cab stop running? And they say 10 o'clock. I'm leaving out there at 9. Mm-hmm. And take my ass back to
resort. She knew what time the cabs stopped running, and she still stayed later than it did, and then just going to jump in a random car. She was asking for trouble. And if you go to like Turks and Caicos, anywhere like these overseas by yourself, you keep your ass on a resort, especially a female.
Yeah,
but shit, men too, for the most part, you know what I mean. But you keep your ass on the resort. Now, if you got a group of friends with you, then you can fucking come off the resort and go check out, you know, the locals and shit like that. But by yourself, nah, you stay on the resort and have a good time.
Right.
The victim says her attacker took her phone, but it was later found. She says he didn't make any sexual advances. She doesn't know why exactly he attacked her, but she does wish she had traveled in a group. Martin is charged with inflicting grievous bodily harm, held on $10,000 bail.
Yeah, it's more to the story. She ain't letting on.
I guarantee you, my man ain't even in jail right now.
Even
he
though
gave his side of the story, and they just let it go.
Even though she's an American tourist.
All right. Because it's more to the story. Like you said, he probably told his side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, he probably was in a taxi, but she said, I'll give you blankety blank. And then when he got there, she probably said, no, I ain't got it.
Yep.
Well, you going to give me something. But she said it wasn't nothing sexual, so there you
see,
go.
I don't even believe that, what you said. I'm thinking she was drunk and just running her mouth. Snapping on my man.
Well, it got to be a reason for her snapping.
She was drunk.
Well, then she wouldn't have gotten the car and got a ride in the first place. I don't know. You know, them Latinos, like you said, boy, they can run that mouth, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they get drunk.
Yeah.
They be acting crazy like that overseas. That's just the bottom line. And like I said, steal your ass on a resort if you by yourself.
Yep. All right. So, we got some sports talk, and as you've been pretty vocal about this during the week, the Eagles agreed to trade Hassan Reddick to the Jets for a conditional third-round pick that could be a second. The expectations is the Jets will extend the contract. The Jets are taking $14.5 million of Reddick's compensation for 2024, the final year of his deal, Mike Garofalo of the NFL Media reports. The Eagles will pay the $100 million roster bonus. The Eagles could afford to trade Reddick after signing former Jets edge rusher Bryce Huff in free agency. Reddick, 29, has started every game with the Eagles during his two seasons in Philadelphia and made 27 sacks and two Pro Bowls. He has double-digit sacks for four consecutive seasons. Reddick spent four seasons in Arizona and one in Carolina before joining the Eagles. Now, explain to us your thoughts on this trade.
It was a dumbass trade. It's like fucking trading your best sacker you had in years for a fucking bag of fucking McDonald's.
Yep.
Like, we haven't had a guy that bona fide fucking quarterback up disrupting the line every damn play in a long time. I'm talking about probably since like fucking Trent Cole, Reggie White, early Trent Cole type shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you finally get your guy that's getting all the sacks. And last year was a down year and he still had 11. We dropped him in coverage and that's why he had a down year. If he would have stayed on the line like he's supposed to, he would probably have had like 15 to 18 sacks again.
So you
didn't want to pay him. So you let him go and you pay a young guy with potential that's been in the league 4 years and they only got a total of like 17 sacks. Bullshit.
Well, that's the key right there, what you just said. They'll make it seem like he had an off year because they was dropping him in coverage. See, regular Eagles fans don't know that. They'll just know that he didn't get the same sacks as he did the year before. So that's the reason for them to trade. Well, he just wasn't just good this year. Well, actually, he was good this year.
And he made the Pro Bowl. So the voters know what's up. Everybody know what's up.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Actually, he did have a good year. And you was dropping him back in coverage, and he still had 11 sacks.
Yep.
So, hey, look, maybe they know more than we do, and really nothing.
if they would have franchise tagged him, they would have had to pay him like $21-22 million as being one of the top best at that position.
Right.
They didn't want to do that. And that's the contract that he was looking for, so it's not like he was asking for a lot. He was asking for what he's worth.
Right. Yeah, a 3-year deal for that much, I would have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the next report is we want to talk about Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders boldly claimed that his son, Shedeur, Silas Sanders, or Travis Hunter are drafted by a team that he does not approve of. The players will simply refuse to sign and demands an immediate trade, similar to what Eli Manning did when he forced a trade with the San Diego Chargers to New York Giants, shortly after being selected as a top pick in the NFL 2004 draft. I know where I want them to go. So it's a certain cities. It ain't going to happen. It's going to be an Eli. Deion was on $1 million worth of game podcast on YouTube and put the NFL on blast and said that Shedeur and Hunter will be among the top four picks in next season's NFL draft. However, before they enter the league, Deion must approve of the team that's selecting them. Like, I don't want my kid going anywhere cold next year, Sanders said earlier, or Sirius XM Mad Dog Radio. He grew up in Texas. He played in Jackson. He played in Colorado. Season's over before it gets cold in Colorado. I'm just thinking way ahead. I don't want that form there before you give your input. I would listen to what this hater, Colin Coward, and John Middlekenhoff, I don't know who that is, what their opinion on this.
I think Shedeur Sanders is really interesting. I wouldn't take him over Caleb or Drake May, but I do think there's an argument I could take him over Jaden Daniels. When his dad says there may be an Eli Manning.
What team does Jalen Daniels play for?
I don't know.
Manning situation. Elway was probably the greatest quarterback prospect ever. That's why he's even referenced today. Eli Manning's brother Peyton won the MVP the year he's coming out. So
what that have to do with Eli Manning, what his brother did?
There's
soften the blow.
Right.
Oh, here we go. Peyton now is the best young quarterback. Let's get his brother. There was a lot of leverage. Does Shedeur Sanders, even with Deion as a dad, have any leverage to do that?
I have no problem having confidence. Like, these guys are going to be great NFL players. He's going to have a big season.
Well, you can say that with damn any person that's being in the draft.
But to make that statement already, let's face it, kind of puts a bad taste into everyone's mouth coming in there. this guy's not Caleb Williams or Trevor Lawrence. Like, not everyone's universally agreeing that he's some elite player.
All right. I don't really know much about college football, but I did see a couple of games with Shedeur and Travis Hunter. My opinion is Travis Hunter is awesome. Travis Hunter is a good cover guy, and he's a good wide receiver. I like him more as covering more than him being a receiver, but he's awesome nonetheless. He got hurt last season, and he still played well. Shedeur, I could see the talent in him, but every time when he hiked the ball off, he was always on a run. So he really getting a chance to do anything. When he shined, he shined, but majority of the time, he was on a run. So hopefully Deion Sanders got some good offensive linemen this year, because they was dog shit last year. So I don't know what terms of place he should be in the draft. I see he's talented, though. But Travis Hunter is the one that should be a top four pick. Top four pick next year, from what I see. I really don't know much about college football. So you know more about it. Do you want to add on?
I can't see Shedeur being a top four pick. Mm-hmm. I can see him being a first round pick, late first round pick, maybe like the third or fourth quarterback selected off the board or something like that. Right. Not no top four pick. And like you said, Travis Hunter is a beast. I like him better as a receiver. So mm-hmm. he's all world. So I can see him being a top five pick.
Right.
I don't see nothing wrong with what Deion said. He probably shouldn't have said it so soon. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it is what it is. Ain't nobody had no problem with fucking Eli said that shit. Ain't nobody blow up and make a big deal about it. Now my man trying to sugarcoat it because of Elway and Peyton Manning. It ain't got nothing to do with Eli's situation.
Right. So just because his brother was a star quarterback, we going to say that we going to add in that he can pick.
Ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And Kobe did the same thing. He ain't going to play for nobody but the Lakers. So when he got drafted, he had to be traded to the Lakers. He said he wasn't playing.
Yeah, I'm reading Jeff Perman's book. Jeff Perman is the guy who you never watched the Winning Time, the LA Lakers show mm-hmm. yet, right? Well, mm-hmm. it's based on his book. He did a book on the Showtime Lakers, and he did a book on the Kobe and Shaq Lakers. I read the Showtime Lakers. The TV show is pretty much very close to what the book what he said in the book. I'm up to the part where Kobe is in his second year, and they talked about that, about how people didn't want to really draft him because he was coming out of high school, and they considered the high school he was playing with for it wasn't a big high school or whatever. Mm-hmm. So what's the dude on what's the guy the Lakers, what's the great Lakers player that's on he used to be on in the front office, white guy. Is it last name? What's his name?
Not Mitch Cupcake or.
What was the first name you just said?
I said Jerry West.
West. He saw him in practice and he said that's he going to be the one. They said he was really good at evaluating talent. And they said, because most of the player people was like, wasn't looking at him, was looking at him odd. So they had worked the deal before the draft that he was coming to the, they looked at who the other teams and who they was going to pick. And it came down to Charlotte. Charlotte's what team he was drafted by, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It came down to Charlotte. And they had worked the deal before the draft. So
pretty he had much to, just said. Kobe already said, he said he wasn't going to play for nobody but the Lakers.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So John Elway, and also the thing about John Elway, he said that if he wasn't going to a team that he didn't want to go to, I think the team was going to be the Colts. I think the Colts mm-hmm. said they wanted to draft him. And he said that he was going to play baseball because he was a baseball prospect. I think he got signed with the Yankees, if I'm not mistaken. And he was like, he was just going to say he was going to quit football and play baseball if the Colts had drafted him, but they didn't draft him.
That happens in all sports. And I didn't know Bo Jackson did the same thing too, but I read somewhere where Bo Jackson said he's not playing for Tampa Bay and Tampa Bay wanted to draft him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Phillies, who was the guy name we had? Was it J.D. Drew? top prospect that we wanted to draft, and he said he wasn't playing for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they all do it, you know what I mean? Not all of them, but it's been a lot of situations. It is what it is.
Right.
If you're talented like that, somebody will get you.
Right. I think it's just funny. I laughed through it because I think it's just funny that Deion said it out loud. Most of the time, people wouldn't have said it.
Deion is a loud, outspoken type of dude.
Right. But I don't, like you said, I don't see anything wrong with it. Hey, look, if he got that option, like, and plus, you know, nowadays it's different because these players now, they got options now. He already making money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm including Travis also. They both making money. So what the hell? It ain't no rush. I'm gonna play where I want to play at. And if they plus don't want to play, go ahead.
I was gonna say plus Deion been in the league. He know what cities is good for a young player, African American type player to be groomed and come up in.
Right.
So he got an insight on that. He know what organizations, who's running the organizations, which persons are likable, and you know what I mean. So he got an insight. He say don't go there, and I'm gonna take his word for it.
Right. And like you were saying, people talk and they're going to tell him, man, don't go there because coach is such and such.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that front office, man, they don't know what they're doing. So, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Props to him. They got them options now. Anything else on the sports front you want to talk about?
Not really.
Shout out to our Phillies, too. They blew a lead on Friday. And they lost, 12-7 yesterday? And
everybody that came to the job had something to say about the Phillies. I'm like, look, it's 160-something games. We'll be all right.
Yeah, but they're doing the shit that they always do. The starting pitchers, they'll pitch well, but the damn bullpen always blowing leads. It's nothing ever changes.
That's the manager. You got to put players in a better position to close out a show. If your closers can't do it, then you need to let the pitcher keep pitching.
Right. All right, then. Well, you can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at @_Judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, then.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
Comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at.